You know this one. Wake up, this one.
Anybody have a question?
Hi, my name is Chris Benneby, and I'd like to know, when you started out, did you have the usual problems, or were you an instant success?
That's a very good question. No, I didn't have instant success, no sir. We had to do all of the things that everyone else had to do, and in fact, the Chitlin' Circuit, the working, the whole bit for 3 or 4 years. In fact, I sung spirituals for 5.
I really don't have a question now. My name is Carol Creekmore.
You don't have a question?
Well, I just want to tell you that I love you, Al.
I love you too. Thank you.
Since we've been together, loving you forever is what
I tell you, my life is like a book. I mean, it's like something you'd see on TV. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's like a movie. I mean, I don't believe it, do you? I mean, it's like a movie. A guy asks for something, he gets it, and then after he gets what he's supposed to have, then he starts to run and not doing what he's supposed to do. The spiritual group first with my brothers and all that, and then I came to Michigan and still sang with the spiritual group, and then it was a guy, Palmer James, came to me and asked me to sing if I wouldn't sing with their rock group. I said, man, my dad would hang me, literally hang, do you hear me? But anyway, I got up enough courage to do it. And the first major gig I done was at the Apollo Theater in New York. Scared me to death. And I only sang one song at the Apollo, and that was Backup Train. They wouldn't allow me to sing nothing else. I was doing about 3 dates in Texas, so I did Dallas and Midland, and I was going to Houston. And I met this guy called Willie Mitchell and his band, because they had to play the show, because I was a long singer. I couldn't afford it. I didn't even have a road manager. Road personnel, nothing. I didn't have anything. I just had to go alone like I was. I didn't have a guitar player, nothing, nobody. And we went, and Willie Mitchell's band was playing that night. And I seen the poster, says Al Green, Willie Mitchell. And they had Willie Mitchell's hits on there, like Soul Serenade and all these things, right? So I met this guy, Willie Mitchell, and he said, I sing quite well. I said, oh, thank you. So I left. You know, I said, see you tonight. That was at the rehearsal, right? And I saw him tonight, and I did my performance. And so he says, how about coming to Memphis? I says, I wouldn't like it. He says, well, you might. I said, I'm sure I wouldn't like it. I'll tell you now, I wouldn't like it. He said, want to try it? I said, yep, but I wouldn't like it. We went to Memphis. He paid my way.
Albert Leornis Green was born on April 13th, 1946, on a farm in Dansby, a small town just down the road from Forest City, Arkansas. The 6th of 10 children, born to Cora Lee and Robert G. Green Jr., a sharecropper, Al began performing with his brothers in a group called the Green Brothers at around the age of 10. The Green family, that name Green ends with an E, by the way, it's G-R. E-E-N-E, originally. The Green family relocated to Grand Rapids, Michigan in the late 1950s, and when he was in high school, Al Green formed a vocal group called Al Green and the Creations. Two of that group's members, Curtis Rogers and Palmer James, formed an independent record label called Hotline Music. In 1968, having changed their name to Al Green and the Soulmates, they recorded the song Backup Train, releasing it on Hotline Music. Speaking about his parents' reaction to his activities, Al Green said, "They didn't believe I could do it, and they thought I was kidding them. They thought I was nuts." His parents also apparently believed that pop music was sinful. Backup Train was a minor hit on the R&B charts, but the group's subsequent follow-ups failed to chart at all, as did the debut album, which was also called Backup Train. Let's hear a song from the album from 1968. And this song was written by Al Green, and it's called Stop and Check Myself.
Every time I make a new start, some girl,
it was while performing with the Soulmates that Al Green came into contact with Memphis record producer Willie Mitchell. The two had been ripped off by the same club owner and vowed to escape what was called the Chitlin Circuit. Mitchell had a label in Memphis called High Records, H-I Records, and he had a band ready and willing to make some killer soul records. Three brothers, Tenny, Leroy, and Charles Hodges, on guitar, bass, and keyboards, respectively, and two drummers, Howard Grimes and Al Jackson Jr., the latter formerly a member of Booker T and the MGs. All the band needed was a singer whose voice would define their sound. Willie Mitchell became Al Green's mentor and helped him find that voice. Before releasing his first album with High Records, Al Green removed the final E from his name, becoming Al Green, G-R-E-E-N. His first album with High Records was called Green Is Blues, released in 1969 to moderate success. Let's hear a song from it called Gotta Find a New World.
I
as I look at this world, you know, I'm beginning to see that this is not the world that God intended it to be. Oh, no, 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 no. That's why you hear me say, now, I got to find a new world where the people understand how to treat one another throughout their land. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody pack up and go with me. Now, I got to find
The next album, Al Green Gets Next to You, was released in 1971 and included Al Green's first significant hit, Tired of Being Alone, a song that Green wrote himself. As Al Green explained to Melody Maker, "Nobody was writing the kind of material that I heard in my head and wanted to sing. My only choice was to write my own." It was a great song, went to number 11 on the charts, became his first of 7 consecutive gold-selling singles.
Baby, needing you has proved
Al Green's next album, 1972's Let's Stay Together, solidified his place in soul music. The title track went to number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the R&B charts. The song would eventually be selected by the Library of Congress as a 2010 addition to the National Recording Registry, which selects recordings annually that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. The album Let's Stay Together would go gold. Let's hear another great song from it called Never Found Me a Girl. Let's Stay Together was released in January of 1972, and later that same year, in October, came Al Green's next album, I'm Still in Love with You, which would go to number 4 on the charts and eventually achieve platinum status thanks to 2 top 10 hit singles, Look What You Done For Me and the title track. Curiously, the song that has become the most well-known song from the album, Love and Happiness, was not a big hit at the time.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love.
love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness. Oh,
my favorite song from I'm Still in Love with You is Al Green's beautiful version of a Kris Kristofferson song called For the Good Times.
So sad, I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. Oh, there is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head,
lay your head
on my pillow, sweet baby. Hold your warm and tender body close to the whisper of the raindrops blow softly against my window, hey, all late at night.
Make believe
you love me,
make
one more time. For the good times.
Al Green's next album, Call Me, released in 1973, is considered by many to be his best album overall, and it produced 3 top 10 hit singles: You Oughta Be With Me, Here I Am, Come and Take Me, and the awesome title track.
Beautiful time we had together. Now it's getting late and we must leave.
Let's hear another cool song from Call Me by Al Green, 1973. This is a song called Stand Up.
Stand up. Thank you.
The appearance of the gospel song Jesus is Waiting on Call Me reflected the fact that in the midst of his pop success and recognition, Al Green had found religion. Quote, I was born again in 1973, he told Musician magazine, insisting that he underwent a lengthy transformation, rather than being turned around by a single incident. Instead of switching to straight gospel music performances as a result of his experience, Al Green attempted a synthesis between popular soul music and the intense religious ferment he felt. Green continued touring and releasing music much as he had previously, though he did leave audience members taken aback occasionally when he paused to sermonize during performances. Al Green's next album, Livin' for You, the title of which perhaps is another reference to his newfound faith in God, was released at the end of 1973. It's a great album, but it didn't spawn any big hits, and it would be his last album to be certified gold. But there are some great songs on that record, Livin' for You by Al Green. Let's hear two of them right now, two great songs from Livin' for You. We're going to hear Free at Last and then Sweet 16.
You're here tonight. Thank God Almighty, everything's all right. It's been a long, long climb. Glad we made it over. Can't stop myself from crying. Feelings all wrapped up in clothes. I can sing my song,
sing.
If you don't do me wrong. Thank God Almighty, you're where you belong. I can sing my song,
sing.
Before too long. Thank God Almighty, sing my song. Pain we can't defeat. Listen, baby. Honey's never been so sweet. You got children standing on their feet, walking up and down the street, waving hands, and I'm free at last.
Free,
free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. I can sing my song,
sing.
I can sing my song.
that's good to you. Way down in your soul, you try to move your body, you might lose control. Yeah. I'll let you sing.
One more great song from Livin' For You by Al Green. This is the last song on the record. It was later awesomely covered by the Afghan Whigs. It's a song called Beware. Al Green's next album, Al Green Explores Your Mind, included a top 10 hit, Sha La La Makes Me Happy, and it also featured the original version of Take Me to the River. The song was not a huge hit at the time, but it eventually became one of Al Green's most famous and recognizable songs, in no small part thanks to the Talking Heads cover version of the song.
Dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do, out of all the changes that you put me through, used all my money and my cigarettes,
On October 18th, 1974, shortly after Al Green Explores Your Mind was released, a woman named Mary Woodson White, a girlfriend of Al Green's, assaulted him before committing suicide at his Memphis home. White reportedly became upset when Al Green declined a marriage proposal, and at some point during the evening, she dumped a pan of boiling hot grits over his back and shoulders while he was in the bathtub, causing severe burns to his back, stomach, and arms. Mary then found Al's .38 revolver in the bedroom and killed herself. In her purse, police reportedly found a suicide note, some sort of suicide note. Al Green reportedly did not find out that Mary was married with four children until after she committed suicide. According to Mary's family and friends, Al Green had even unknowingly sent flowers to Mary and her husband's house on numerous occasions. Her husband apparently turned a blind eye to this. Regardless of what actually happened, the entire scene must have looked at least mildly suspicious to the police, especially considering there was another bullet hole in the wall from a different gun that accidentally went off earlier in the week, according to Al Green. Willie Mitchell, Al Green's producer and owner of his record label, was one of the first people to visit him in the hospital. And according to Mitchell, when he saw Al Green, he said, "Man, did you kill that girl? If you killed her, let me know now so we can get everything together." Al Green said, "Nah, I didn't kill her." And Willie Mitchell says, he said, "Okay, now I hope you're telling me the truth. Just be cool, man. You'll be out of this patch in a while." Al Green was released from the hospital a short time later after receiving several skin grafts. Quote, "It was catastrophic to endure because I really, really loved her." Having found Christianity the previous year, the timing of this transformative event in Al Green's life was profound, and the horrific experience only served to push Al Green further in that direction. Green would eventually buy a church, the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Memphis, and become an ordained minister, and he would be leading services at the church as pastor by 1976. A Greatest Hits album was released in 1975, and this record served as a stopgap in his career and has also since gone platinum. Al Green resumed his career later that year with an album called Al Green Is Love, which included a cool song called Rhymes.
And
In February of 1976, Al Green released his 10th studio album called Full of Fire, still produced by Willie Mitchell. Let's hear a cool song from it called That's the Way It Is. November of 1976 saw the release of an album called Have a Good Time, which opened up with a cool song called Keep Me Crying. Thank you. Having become a pastor and preaching on Sundays, Al Green found himself drawn more and more to spiritual music. But his producer, Willie Mitchell, was not interested in working on gospel songs, and Al Green's 1977 album, The Bell Album, would be self-produced. This new direction that Al Green's life had taken was evident in the song Bell, about a man torn between his love for a woman and his love for God.
Right.
And so, with his 12th studio album, The Bell Album, Al Green found himself parting ways with his longtime producer and record label owner Willie Mitchell. Green also abandoned, at this time, the famed High Records rhythm section. Willie Mitchell and these musicians had played a huge role in defining Green's distinctive musical style and sound. Once religion and tragedy entered Al Green's life, it seems that these events, parting ways with Willie Mitchell and the band and eventually High Records, were inevitable. The Bell Album and its follow-up, Truth and Time, didn't only close out the 70s for Al Green, but they were his last with High Records and featured the last secular recordings that he would make until he would reunite with Willie Mitchell in 2003. The 80s and 90s would see a string of gospel albums, actually an unlucky 13 gospel albums. And yet, Al Green would make a brief resurgence in 1988 when he duetted with Annie Lennox on Put a Little Love in Your Heart from the Scrooged soundtrack.
And they lived happily ever after.
So there you have it. With this episode, I wanted to focus on the great, distinctive, and original music that Al Green made in the 70s because I love it so much. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Go to the Facebook page. If you just Google Rock and or Roll Podcast, you'll find links right there on the Google search page to all of these different ways that you can get in touch with me and let me know what you think of the show and what you'd like to hear on future episodes. Now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with Al Green's amazing version of Willie Nelson's song Funny How Time Slips Away. This is from Al's 1973 classic album, Call Me.
hello there. Mine's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. Been so long, and it seems like it was only yesterday.
Time and time.
I'll be back.